You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, What is Your Attachment Style? Your attachment style is a psychological blueprint that influences how you relate to others. Attachment theory was developed by British psychiatrist and psychoanalyst John Bowlby, and later expanded by American-Canadian developmental psychologist Mary Ainsworth. Attachment theory is based on how you bonded with your primary caregivers, for example, your mother, your grandmother, your aunt, your father, which tends to mirror how you bond with others as an adult. There are four types of personal and professional attachment styles: secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized. Let's take a look at these four in more detail. For each of these attachment styles, I'll discuss traits, behaviors, root causes, and real-life examples. Number one, secure attachment style. Traits: comfortable with intimacy and independence, confident, trusts easily, communicates openly. Behaviors: balances closeness and autonomy, resolves conflicts constructively. Root: consistently responsive caregiving in early childhood. Real life example: feels okay if a partner needs space, doesn't overreact or withdraw. Number two, anxious attachment or the preoccupied style. Traits: craves closeness but fears abandonment, often needs constant reassurance. Behaviors: over-texting, over-analyzing, emotional roller coasters. Root: inconsistent caregiving, sometimes nurturing, sometimes distance. Real-life example: worries when a text isn't answered right away, assumes the worst. Number three, avoidant attachment style, dismissive. Traits: values independence over closeness, emotionally distant. Behaviors: shuts down during conflict, struggles to express feelings, and avoids commitment. Root: caregivers were emotionally unavailable or overly demanding. Real life example: feels smothered in relationships, pulls away when things get intimate. Number four, disorganized attachment style, fearful avoidant. Traits: wants connections but fears it. Unpredictable behaviors. Behaviors: push-pull dynamics, intense reactions followed by withdrawal. Root: often linked to trauma or abuse in early relationships. Real-life example: trusts no one but fears being alone. Can sabotage relationships unconsciously. Ask yourself now, which one of these four sounds more like your attachment style? And again, this is a lot of information, so go to my blog post on slesovich.com to review the traits, behaviors, root cause, and real-life examples of these four attachment styles. Your attachment style influences who you're drawn to in a relationship, how you communicate and argue in a relationship, how quickly you feel too close or not close enough to someone, whether you feel safe or anxious in relationships. Attachment style plays a surprisingly powerful role in your professional life as well, influencing leadership, communication, collaboration, negotiation, and even how you handle success or failure professionally. Your leadership style is deeply rooted in your attachment style. Secure attached leaders are more confident, empowering, and resilient. Anxiously attached leaders may micromanage, seek excessive validation, or fear criticism. Avoidantly attached leaders can appear distant, overly independent, or dismissive of input. Disorganized leaders may be unpredictable, reactive, or struggle with consistent decision-making. your professional attachment style can shape whether you're a supportive coach, a controlling boss, a visionary, a collaborator, or an emotionally unavailable executive. How can you identify and change your current attachment style? Number one, understand, then identify your current attachment style. Start by identifying your attachment style based on the definitions given in this blog post and in this podcast. Is it secure, anxious, avoidant, or disorganized based on these definitions? Identify your attachment style with discernment, that is, without judgment. Then confirm your attachment style by asking yourself these questions. How do I react in a relationship? Do I more fear being abandoned or smothered? What are my boundaries in a relationship? What patterns repeat in my relationship? Number two, determine your attachment style triggers. After you identify your current attachment style, determine your attachment style triggers. If you are triggered by nothing but normal feelings and emotions, you have secure attachment style triggers. If you are triggered to panic or over-pursue, you have anxious attachment style triggers. If you are triggered to shut down, you have avoidant attachment style triggers. If you are triggered to flip-flop between emotions, you have disorganized attachment style triggers. Number three, create a new attachment style for yourself. The best relationships make you feel safe and secure. Strive towards shifting your attachment styles to a new, secure attachment style. To shift to a new attachment style, be consistent in your behavior in your relationships. Be emotionally available to others in your relationships. Be respectful of your own boundaries and the boundaries of others in your relationships. And be vulnerable as you express your own needs, even if your own needs may be rejected. Creating a new attachment style by rewiring your own emotional habits allow you to create healthier connections and build new relationships in a new way to create a positive impact in your own life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.